Welcome to the Alpha Male Coach Podcast, the only podcast that teaches men the cognitive mastery and alpha mindset that it takes to become an influential and irresistible man of confidence. Here's your host, certified life coach and international man of mystery, Kevin Ayo.
What's up, my brothers? Welcome back to the Alpha Male Coach Podcast. I am your host, Kevin Ayo, and I had an amazing weekend. I went back into the Cloud Forest for a couple nights, and it's absolutely spectacular. Brothers, there's nothing like being in the jungle. Now, here's why I love the jungle. Because you're surrounded by life. And the Cloud Forest is the most biodiverse jungle on the planet. Now, I love being in the jungle, and this is why I love to scuba dive as well. You guys know that I'm a scuba diver, I'm a cave diver. I love being subsurface. And it's for the same reason. You know, when I take GoPro video of being underwater, when I'm scuba diving, and I play it back, there's so much sound in the water. There's so much sound in the sea, so much sound in the ocean. It's from the plants. It's from the coral. It's making sounds. It's like a crackling sound. It's alive down there. There's so much fish. There's so many, again, there's so much life in the ocean. There's so much life in the jungle. And you know what, brothers? There's a lot of life in the city as well. But here's the difference. This is the difference. In the jungle, in the sea, the life is in harmony. There's a harmony with the life. There's a cycle of life. Yes, there are predators and there are prey. Yes, there's violence and yes, there's death. But in the jungle, in the sea, it's in harmony with nature. Now, in the city, where there's a metropolis of people, there's violence. And there's death, and there's life because there's so many people. But the difference is, in the jungle, there's harmony, and in the city, there's confusion. In the jungle, in the sea, the predator and the prey relationship, there's fear, of course, in the prey, but the predator has no fear. In the city, in the human mind, in the human condition, both predator and prey are full of fear. And this creates confusion, creates a lot of energetic confusion. And so I feel that. I feel the confusion in the city. I feel the confusion in the metropolis. I've been to New York. I've been to Los Angeles. You know, I've visited these places and lived in these places, and it's entirely different. The energy is very confused. In the jungle, the energy is very harmonic. Now, instead of talking about my weekend, what I want to do is I want to give you guys an update on the land purchase in Mexico. I'm going to do this very quickly because one of my students during our one-on-one coaching mentioned this to me. He mentioned, you know what, coach, you haven't mentioned what's going on in Mexico. So I want to bring this up to you guys. And remember a few podcast episodes back, I told you guys the story about the land that I reserved in a community in Mexico and that my broker had made a mistake on which lots I reserved. And there was an issue with the contracts. Do you remember that? It was the podcast on intention versus expectation. Well, here's the update. After going back to my broker who went back to the developer, they were able to get the lots that I originally wanted, which I thought was amazing. To be quite honest with you, brothers, I did not think that was going to happen. I figured somebody else had reserved them and they wanted them and they weren't going to give them up. But the developer talked to these other people and they were said, okay, fine, we'll find other lots. Go ahead and give them to me. And I thought that was amazing. Well, in the time it took for the developer to get back to my broker, I had actually found an even better deal just outside of a small pueblo called Chemuel. It's just north of Tulum. It's between Tulum and Akumal. And it was more land at a better price. It had a palapa on it already with a pool already built on the property. So as I mentioned to you guys in the podcast, something better always comes along, as I knew it would, because it always does when it is meant to be. Now, I'm going to tell you guys that since then, I've also moved on from that property as well, because it seems like the more I wait, the more amazingness continues to be offered to me. And I wanted to give you guys this update because it isn't just the way it is for me. This is the way it is for all humans, even though most of us are simply unaware of it. This is the essence of faith, the knowing that when your mind tells you what should be, right? When your mind has this want, has this desire, and tells you that this is what should be, your mind tells you what should be is not what actually is, and that what is and what will be is more for you than what your mind expected, intended, desired, or wanted. That is faith. It's knowing that what is coming is better than what is desired. Now, I've seen this happen so many times to my friends and to my students in a variety of circumstances. You know, I've talked to you guys about this in my own life with the land purchase, but with my friends, I mean, it happens with women as well. You know, I've had multiple friends pine over ex-girlfriends, right? For months, like, you know, the girlfriend break up and all of a sudden they're in this state of pining, like they just want her back. And while this is happening, it's clear to me that there are several other women who want to date them. There are other women that are literally throwing themselves at my friends. I'm going to use my friend. I'm going to say friend for sake of singularity, even though this has happened multiple times to my friends, my acquaintances, like even my students. And this is why I find breakups so fascinating, because a breakup is not a breakup. That's the story that we tell ourselves. A breakup is just a story. It's like she left me, right? That's the story. What the truth is it is a completion of one relationship so that another relationship can begin. You see, women are abundant, just like land is abundant, just like money is abundant and opportunity is abundant. Now, of course, my friends are blinded by their expectations and desires. You know, they are blinded by this woman that they thought was the right one for them, right? This is the one, right? And they're blinded by that story. And this blindness prevents them from seeing the truth. Brothers, we're all blinded. We are blinded by the wants and desires of the mind, when the reality is the universe is constantly offering us the next moment, the next gift. We are blind to the truth. And the truth is that the universe loves us, supports us, gives to us, and teaches us. Now, this is an excellent segue into the content for today's podcast episode, because I'm going to introduce to you the next phase of cognitive mastery, which is detachment. Detachment from those stories that blind us. Detachment from those wants and desires that blind us from all the things that we're being given in the moment. Detaching from your thoughts, beliefs, stories, expectations, the whole of your conditioning is a process of letting go. It's a process of letting go of all of the stories, all of the conditioning, like I say, all the wants and desires. Last week, I introduced awareness, which is the first step following the recognition that you are confused, that you are a prisoner of your mind, that your mind has taken these stories and are making it your identity. And I'll mention here again that most humans never even reach this stage of self-knowledge. Most humans are perfectly happy in their suffering. They're either suffering inside and live as a victim of their own mind, or they attempt to avoid their suffering by becoming victims of some external activity or object, which we call buffering or addiction. The source of all suffering, brother, is the illusion of the not self. It is the ignorance of the true self. It is the detachment from who you are and the engagement with the stories of who you are not. It is claiming a false identity and attaching to it in order to feel safe in some kind of delusional knowing, rather than stepping into the truth of the unknown, where you will begin to let go of what you think you know about yourself and the world, and you will begin to discover who you truly are. Now, at this phase of my methodology, this 102 detachment phase that I teach, I invoke the platitude, discomfort is the price of growth. Now, of course, you've heard of this cliche, I'm sure, and it is a cliche, and most people will interpret that in the most common way. The interpretation that if you are uncomfortable or struggling, then you should just keep on being uncomfortable and you should keep on struggling because it's how you grow. It's how you improve. It's most commonly offered during external discomfort, when you're starting a new business or learning a new skill or involved in a new relationship, a conflict with other humans. In other words, it is most often offered in order to maintain your conditioning, to continue to believe the stories in your mind, your wants and desires, and push through the struggle, push through the discomfort, to get what you think you want or desire. I use this cliche for the opposite reason, as you can probably assume given my counterintuitive philosophies and methodologies. Rather than stepping into the external discomfort of banging your head against the wall of reality, trying to resist what is, the truth of what's happening, I offer that you step into the discomfort by learning to detach yourself from all the beliefs, prejudices, evaluations, criticisms, expectations, conditioning, stories, and labels that you've come to identify with. This is an incredibly uncomfortable phase of self-discovery. Now, most humans have settled into a heavily conditioned life. In fact, the conditioning is so prevalent and accepted in our human culture that we don't even recognize it as a conditioned structure. And when we do recognize it as a conditioned structure, if we do recognize it as a conditioned structure, then it appears to be an insurmountable obstacle or an impassable chasm. For example, the need for resources and the structure of the workday. Brother, these are conditioned elements of human society. The 9-to-5 jobs, that's a conditioned element of our human society. And worse than that, the conditioning that you need to work 16 hours a day in order to get ahead. That's what's happening now. What about 20 hours? What about why do we even sleep? Why don't we just work 24 hours straight just so we can get ahead? It's all conditioning. If I told you that you could work less and create more resources, you'd probably laugh at me. At first, right? You'd probably laugh and say, ha, 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 you're insane. But then you'd ask, how? And when I told you how, when I tell you how, even when I support that path, even if I support that with evidence and testimonials, anecdotally from myself and empirically from my students, the chances that you'd experiment with that path for yourself are low. Why are they low? Because of fear. It's fear, brother. The fear of detaching from everything you've been conditioned to believe is true. The fear of stepping out of the lies your mind is telling you and into the truth that exists within you. And this, my friend, is the real discomfort that will lead you not just to growth, but to enlightenment, to inner truth, to your alpha state. So we begin first with awareness of conditioning and then with the detachment from it. Now, let me quickly add that I am not judging the lifestyle of any human being. I'm not judging your buffering. I'm not judging your addiction. I'm not judging your suffering. I'm not saying that everybody should follow my methodology. I'm simply saying that if you are suffering, I'm offering you a path out of suffering. I'm offering you a path of self-discovery. You are my brothers. You are my family. You are my audience. I don't believe that you would be listening to this podcast if you weren't seeking the truth. And the path of self-discovery is not for everyone. In the future, we may become a species that lives in freedom and harmony with each other by living in peace and alignment with ourselves. But until then, I offer you the words of the Master. Many are called, but few are chosen. Now, of course, you brothers have heard me quote from the Master. You've heard me quote from the New Testament, the Old Testament, the Upanishads, the Quran. You've heard me quote Buddha. You've heard me quote from many religious texts. Recognize, brothers, it's not about religion. The path of enlightenment is within you. It's to find yourself within you. The alpha male is a spiritual man, not necessarily a religious man. Every religion has truth, and every religion contains lie. Your truth lives within you, not outside of you. Now, if you remember from last week, the mind is an oculus. It is an eye that looks and doesn't see. It looks in two directions due to the duality of human existence and the differentiation of the human being. Now imagine the mind to be a tunnel. We went through this last week when we talked about awareness. The mind is a tunnel and it's traveling back and forth between the tunnel. That's the messenger. That messenger is an unconscious, impersonal messenger. That is the mind. It is the perception. It is how we perceive either the truth of who we are, which is the alpha state, or the lies of the not self, which is the beta condition. The mind itself has no power. It is a machine. It is impersonal, mechanized. It is what the mind carries that has the power, which is either the truth or the lies. So imagine this tunnel. On one side of the tunnel is the realm of vibration and sound, the realm of pure energy. On the other side of the tunnel is the realm of matter and density, the physical world that we know in form. Each one of us has a personal tunnel. However, the tunnel is not the thing itself. The oculus and the messenger that moves through the tunnel between the realm of vibration and the realm of matter, that is the mind. The tunnel is only the path of the mind, the boundary of it as we exist in this differentiated state. In the realm of vibration, we have a personal spirit connected to the source of all things. And this is the alpha state. It's the true self. It's the mechanical energy. It is immutable, unchangeable. In the realm of matter, we have a physical form that is personally ours. It is the body. And the body is in constant change. The cells of our body are constantly dividing and dying. And the truth is that every 7 years, we have a completely new physical form at the cellular level. Every 7 years, we have a completely new set of cells. Now, there is this tunnel in which the mind exists that is looking and relaying messages between the true self and the vehicle, which is the human body. These messages of information travel on beams of light, on pure energy. When the tunnel is clear, the light passes effortlessly and totally in both directions, from the true self to the vehicle in order to express our nature and purpose, and from the world to the true self in order for us to learn and become wise about others, this world, and our existence in human form. When the tunnel is clear, the mind lives in a state of enlightenment, pure light emanating from the true self through the body into the world and from the love of the world into the body and back to the true self. This is why it's called enlightenment. We are of the light. There's pure light passing in both directions. Now, bear with me, brothers. I am getting to detachment. I know we're about 15 minutes in, but I'm getting there because you see, over time, this tunnel that the mind uses to travel back and forth gets clogged up. It gets filled with what I call conditioning. You can call it whatever you want. You can call it judgments, discernments, labels, evaluations, expectations, condemnations, prejudices, approvals, beliefs, stories, convictions, and so on. It doesn't matter. It comes from memory. It comes from a lifetime of being told who we are, of being told who we're not, of being told who we should be, and of being told who we can't be. It comes from our parents, our teachers, our friends, our religions, our governments, the education system, the environment, and everything that makes up society itself. So imagine this tunnel, now full of conditioning, full of debris, full of rocks, garbage, trash, sediment. Imagine a tunnel that you drive through that's been cut through a mountain. And on one side is the realm of vibration, on the other side is the realm of density. And you are the mind traveling through this tunnel from one side to the other in order to bring a message from one realm to the other. And then one day, there are some large boulders in the road blocking your movement. And I know there's this conditioning that's beginning to build up. But it's not a problem, right? I mean, it's no problem. You just get out of your car and you go about your message delivery. You take your messages on foot rather than driving through. And then another few years pass. And now you're a kid, you're a child. And now the boulders are still there, but now there are even more rocks piling up. There are smaller rocks and garbage and sediment filling the cracks in the boulders. But it's okay. It's still not to worry. I mean, you just climb over the debris so you can deliver the message back and forth. And then another few years pass, and now you're in your adolescence, and you're getting into your teenage years. And over time, the tunnel gets more and more difficult to pass through. Sand begins to fill the cracks, and you have to squeeze through the tiny passages to deliver your messages back and forth from the world to your true self, and from the true self to the vehicle, to your body. And then a couple more years pass, and now you're getting into adulthood, and one day, all of a sudden, the tunnel caves in and fills with darkness. Not even light can pass through the barrier in the tunnel. And all of a sudden, you are trapped. You as the messenger, as the mind, you're trapped. Now, because you are pure energy, pure light, you are trapped on both ends of the tunnel. On the side that contains your true self, your alpha state, your mechanical energy in the realm of vibration, you are trying to get the message to the realm of matter. You're trying to get the message to your vehicle, to your body, so that you can express your true nature. You can express your love, your purpose, your uniqueness, your freedom. This is the true self that is bursting from within you, wanting to be free and express itself. On the side that contains the world and your body, there is a longing for the truth, a feeling of disconnection and detachment from your love and purpose. Every so often, a tiny amount of truth breaks through the cave-in, and you get a glimpse of that inner truth. This experience is fleeting, however, and generally ends in despair because it can't be maintained. And what is happening on the other side of the tunnel? What's happening on the other side of the cave-in, the side that contains your body, the world, and the realm of matter? Well, you just keep bouncing off the cave-in and bringing that message back into the world through your body. Remember, the cave-in is a metaphor for the conditioning. All the debris that is blocking the tunnel is a metaphor for the conditioning that is not you. So you are going into the tunnel, looking at the cave-in, and all the debris, and all the garbage, and all the trash, and the refuge, and then you're bringing that back as a message to the body and the world. It's not your true self. Again, it's just the rock, sediment, trash. It's just the conditioning. But your mind doesn't know that. Your mind is impersonal, and it's generally unconscious. It just goes into the tunnel, looks, and reports back. It looks at the debris. With a clear tunnel, it does the same. It looks at the alpha state and brings that back, your true self, your expression. With a caved-in tunnel, it reports back the cave-in, which is a combination of fear, anxiety, insecurity, and disconnection due to the lack of self-knowledge. But it's also all of the junk that it looked at in the form of conditioning. It's all the not-self memories and stories that's built up over your lifetime. Now, brothers, the first step is awareness. The first step is to just see the cave-in. Just look at it. Right now, most humans don't even know that they're looking at a cave-in. They think what they're looking at is themselves, at their identity, which is really only their not-self conditioning. So the first step is to wake up and become aware that who you think you are is not who you truly are. Who you think you are is all the garbage blocking the tunnel. Who you truly are is on the other side of the cave-in. And once you're aware of this, and if you have questions about that, about how to gain awareness, then go back to last week's podcast. But once you become aware of this, once you become fully aware of all your conditioning, all of your prejudices, evaluations, judgments, discernments, expectations, education, condemnation, criticisms, and so on, then, and only then, can you begin the process of detachment. This is where you begin to detach from the conditioning. This is where you start to clean up the tunnel. You start to clean out the mess. You start to clean out the cave-in. And look, brother, whether you go to work with a spoon or a bulldozer doesn't matter. Just start getting rid of the trash. Start getting rid of the debris, the sand, and the rocks. Because once you begin the process, the light will start to pass through the cracks. And you will initiate the emancipation of the truth. You will activate the elevation of your alpha state. As I mentioned earlier in this episode, this is a very uncomfortable phase of the journey. Think about it, brother. Just think about it. Awareness is just seeing, just looking. Detachment requires effort. And I've used two analogies, and I'll use another. I'll add some science to a third. In the first analogy, you are cleaning out a tunnel cave-in. It doesn't matter if you're using a spoon, a pickaxe, or a bulldozer. You have to get in there and do the work. You're not just looking at it anymore. You're not just seeing the cave-in. You're not just doing thought downloads and looking at all the thoughts. You're getting your hands dirty. You're beginning to detach from these thoughts. You're beginning to know that these thoughts are not true. You're beginning to know that these thoughts are just stories coming from your past, coming from your memory. It takes work. In the second analogy, you're cleaning up the rooms and closets in your house. Do you remember that from last week? That analogy of all the rooms in the house? Awareness was just seeing. It was slowly turning on the lights in the house and in the rooms and in the closets. And it can take time just to see the mess. And a lot of humans simply want to turn off the lights. You know, they look at the mess and they say, nope, I don't want to deal with this. I'm going to turn off the lights and go unconscious. I'm going to go back to my suffering or buffering or both. For those of you that move on to detachment, you have to get into those rooms and you have to start cleaning them up. Go through the trash and rotten food left on the floor for years. It's molding and it's rotting and it smells and it's disgusting. You got to do that work. Dust the horizontal surfaces and get the cobwebs out of the corners. Get rid of all the old clothes and shoes that are tattered up and don't fit anymore. This is what you do with all your thoughts, all your stories, all your beliefs, all your judgments, and so on. Brothers, detach from all of it. Don't worry, we're going to get into observation next week. We're going to get into intentional thoughts next week. But right now, just detach from all of it. You have to get into those rooms and do the work. Now again, you don't have to. You can live in conditioning. You can turn the lights back off. Or you can live in suffering. You don't have to. What I'm offering is that in order to detach, it takes effort. Now, the science of this and the reason why it takes effort and the reason why it's so uncomfortable is that you're working to rewire your brain. You're literally working against your brain. You've spent a lifetime collecting these judgments and stories and beliefs, and you've hardwired them into your neural net, the neural network of your brain. Furthermore, you have the amygdala to deal with. You have the hippocampus. You have the cerebellum. You have the prefrontal cortex working to create and maintain your memories. The amygdala is involved in fear and fear memories. The hippocampus is associated with declarative and episodic memory, as well as recognition memory. All of these parts of the brain are engaged with your neural network to wire your beliefs, your stories, and the totality of your conditioning. You are literally, brother, literally working against yourself, your own brain, to detach from what you believe is true about yourself and the world. This requires heaps of effort and loads of discomfort. Okay, brother, so how do you do this, right? That's got to be your question right now. The question has got to be, okay, so how? How, coach? Look, I will do an entire episode on the question of how, on the question of behavior and doing and so on. For this episode, I just want to offer you a couple of tools to begin your process of detachment. And I will say this, my friend, when you reach this stage in your self-discovery journey, it is best to have a guide. You don't necessarily have to enroll in the academy. I don't need to be your guide, but I suggest that you get a guide. Awareness can be done without a guide. And I've offered you a couple of tools to begin your process of awareness. But once you begin to detach, I want to offer that you find a guide to walk with you on your path of self-knowledge. The guide is not to tell you what to do. No true guide will ever tell you what to do. That's for the conditioning. That's for those out there who think that they're the authorities over your life. A guide is not an authority. A guide is there for guidance only. And the reason I suggest you enlist the help of a guide is due to the effort and discomfort at this stage of the journey. It can be very easy to simply give up and go back to suffering. Additionally, there are tools for detachment that can only be used with a guide. The tools I'm going to offer you are tools you can do on your own. However, the most effective tools are the ones I use with my students in relationship. Okay, so here are a couple of tools that you can use on your own. First, I offer the universal truth. I offer you the model of alignment. And I'm not going to repeat the universal truth and the model of alignment here on this podcast episode, mostly for the sake of time. If you have questions about this tool, go back and listen to the first 10 podcast episodes. It was 3 years ago. I talked about the universal truth over and over again, the model of alignment over and over again. I introduce and explain the universal truth and each component of the model of alignment, including how to use it to separate your thoughts from the facts and reveal to yourself how your thinking is creating your results through confirmation bias. The reason this works for detachment is because it takes the thought download to the next level and exposes the belief for what it really is. It's a program, it's a choice, and it's a prevarication. The second tool I want to offer is something we do in the academy. It's something we do in the academy in October, actually, and the 1.0 students have been engaged with this process all month. Once you have your thought download complete, look at each thought and ask yourself three questions about it. Number one, is this thought serving me? Number two, do I really want this thought? And number three, is this thought current or outdated? These three questions, when you are being honest with yourself, will help you detach from every thought, belief, and story you currently tell yourself. I offer that you say goodbye, brother, to each thought, recognizing that it has no power over you. Its power is only the power you give it when you believe it. There is no thought that is truly yours, so say goodbye to all of them. And the final tool that I'm going to give you on this episode before moving on to 103 Observation next week is the four questions of the work developed by Byron Katie. Once again, take a look at your thought download, and with each thought, ask yourself four questions. Number one, is it true? Number two, can I absolutely know that it is true? Number three, how do I react when I believe this thought? And number four, what would I be without this thought? Now, the first two questions are redundant and aimed at separating thoughts from facts. Is it true? Can I absolutely know that it's true? It's really designed to get you to know that what you're thinking isn't a fact. The third question is for you to see the effect the thought has on you when you give it the power of belief. And this is similar to using the model of alignment. The final question will bring you deeper into discovering who you truly are, because who you are is what remains when all the conditioning is removed. Before I close up here, brothers, I want to remind you that your mind is the most powerful tool you have. It is the gift. It is the gift given by the universe for you to create from, for you to inspire from, for you to motivate from, for you to express yourself from. The mind is so, so powerful and is so, so beautiful, but it is so heavily conditioned and it is the cause of so much suffering when we don't understand its power and its function. Make sure you understand the power the mind has. Because to begin this journey, you are literally engaging yourself with the power of that function. You're engaging yourself with the universal power, the power of the mind. All right, my friends, that is 102 Detachment. It is the second phase of the 1.0 Cognitive Mastery Program that all new students enroll in when they join the academy and begin their journey of self-discovery. Remember, homogenization is a lie. It is the condensing and the diminishing of the human spirit. Your alpha state, your mechanical energy, your true self is unique. It is like nothing else and no one else living today or has ever lived or ever will live, brother. That's how unique you are. Remember the puzzle of life. You are a unique puzzle piece. There is going to be no other puzzle piece like you ever. Philosopher Arthur Schopenhauer said, "All truth passes through three stages. First, it is ridiculed. Second, it is violently opposed. And third, it is accepted as being self-evident." And this is not only true on the collective scale, like when Galileo discovered the Earth wasn't the center of the universe. You guys know that Galileo was the one that said, hey, look, we are not living in a geocentric universe. The Earth is not the center of the universe. At first, Galileo was ridiculed. He was called a crazy man with crazy ideas. Then he was violently opposed. The Catholic Church considered him a heretic. They charged him and they imprisoned him. And of course, now we all know that the Earth is not the center of the universe. It is common sense and it is self-evident. Now, as I said, this is not just true on the collective scale. This is also true on an individual scale, my brother. When you discover your inner truth, first you will be ridiculed. You'll be told that you're crazy. You'll be told that you're foolish. You'll be told that you're going against what everybody knows is true and what everybody thinks is important. Next, you will be violently opposed. It's possible that you will lose friends, you lose your identity, lose your job, lose your family. It's possible. It doesn't necessarily happen, but it's definitely possible. You can become violently opposed when you All of a sudden, the stories that other people tell themselves about you begin to change. Finally, you will be accepted as the visionary, as the wise man who forged his own path. Steve Jobs is an example of that. And all those people who ridiculed you and opposed you will come to see the truth of who you are, and they will want to come back into your life because they'll know that, oh, he was just expressing his inner truth. And you know what? If they don't come back to you, it won't matter, brother, because you will be free. You will be enlightened. All right, brothers, next week I'm going to disclose to you the final phase of the 1.0 Cognitive Mastery Program, which is 103 Observation. This is where you begin to observe the mind in movement once the tunnel is clear and pure light is passing between the realm of vibration and the realm of matter, between your true self and the world of form. Until then, my brothers, elevate your alpha.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Alpha Male Coach Podcast. If you enjoy what you've heard and want even more, sign up for Unleash Your Alpha, your guide to shifting to the alpha mindset at thealphamalecoach.com/unleash.